Hello, everyone. So the moment we've all been waiting for is here. She took her time, but she did this at the right time to get everybody thinking about what they're going to do in the limited time we have left before the 2024 election. So Taylor Swift, a woman with a lot of influence, has finally publicly come out and said that she is voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. So last night, Taylor Swift posted a message on her Instagram. And you know, I was gonna read it, but let's be for serious here. Y'all have already read it. It's repetitious. It's repetitive for y'all. But something I will say is that Taylor addressed that Donald Trump used AI on his website to pretend as though she is endorsing him. And she spoke out about that. Finally, thank you. So I will read a little bit of what Taylor Swift said, what she posted on her Instagram. She said, "I'm voting for Kamala Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe need a warrior to champion them. I think she is a steady-handed, gifted leader, and I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of running mate Tim Walz, who has been standing up for LGBTQ+ rights, IVF, and a woman's right to her own body for decades." She ended her message with Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. So I didn't read the whole message because I know that you guys already read it. I really love that Taylor Swift said that Donald Trump used AI to pretend that she's endorsing him, because that is so, so pathetic. I love that Taylor came out and said, "Look, I don't support that piece of shit." I also love her perfectly worded insult. She says she believes that we could accomplish so much more if we are led by calm and not chaos. Then her specifically mentioning Tim Walz fighting for IVF and a woman's right to her own body. So Taylor Swift, I really respect her for using her voice and her platform for good when it comes to these very important issues. This election is not to be taken lightly. So much damage has been done with Roe v. Wade being overturned, and what's next on the chopping block is IVF and birth control. Period. There've already been states that have been ruling against IVF, and birth control is next. So if you care about your rights, or if you care about the rights of other people you know, you really need to take that into consideration when you take it to the polls. And Taylor brought up a very good point when she said that you have to be registered to vote in order to vote, and that voting early is really good for her. So I need to get on it myself. I'm not registered yet, and I need to. I really need to get registered and make my voice heard, especially if I'm telling y'all to do that. So naturally, Donald Trump had a response for this. So Donald Trump was on Fox News, on Fox and Friends, and he had the following response, quote, "Well, I actually like Mrs. Mahomes much better. If you want to know the truth, she's a big Trump fan. I was not a Taylor Swift fan. It was only a matter of time. You couldn't possibly endorse Biden, but she's a very liberal person. She seems to always endorse a Democrat, and she'll probably pay a price for it in the marketplace. But I like Britney. Britney is great. She's the one I like much better than Taylor Swift, wife of the great quarterback. I think she's terrific." End quote. Okay, so let's dissect this. If Donald Trump, quote unquote, actually likes Mrs. Mahomes much better than Taylor Swift, why didn't he use Brittany Mahomes on his website? Why did he use fake AI Taylor Swift on his website if he likes Mrs. Mahomes, quote unquote, much better? Who says that they like someone much better? Anyways, that sounds like something like preschoolers say. Just how many people do you know pushing 80 talk about who they like, quote unquote, much better? And he says that Mahomes is a big Trump fan. She's not a big Trump fan. Brittany Mahomes liked all of two, if not three, Instagram posts. How does that make her a big fan? She clicked like on three posts total. And then with Donald saying that he was not a Taylor Swift fan, again, that doesn't explain why he used Taylor Swift as someone on his website who is supposedly supporting him. If you were not a fan of hers, why did you use her on your website? Does anybody push back when he says these things, or are they just not in agreement? So he says that she couldn't possibly endorse Biden. Stop bringing up Biden. The election is no longer about Biden. Stop bringing up Biden. He's so obsessed with doing that. He's like, she's a very liberal person. Yeah, we know Taylor Swift is fucking liberal. Yeah, and when you're liberal, you do endorse Democrats, you dumb fuck. And then he says she'll probably pay a price for it in the marketplace. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift has been proudly Democratic for years now. So how the fuck is she going to pay the price in the quote-unquote marketplace when she has a billion-dollar tour? Billion-plus-dollar tour. How is she paying the price for it? How is she paying the price? But for him to say that he likes Britney much better, wife of the great quarterback, think about that for 2 seconds. He likes the wife of someone instead of the multi-talented global icon. You know, y'all, it's just very sad that anybody has to waste their breath talking about this man. It's sad, but it's the reality, so. I mean, Taylor probably laughed so hard reading that. She will pay a price for it in the marketplace. Yeah, because the entire world is MAGA? If the entire world is MAGA, yes. But the entire world actually is the opposite of MAGA. And I love that Kamala kept bringing that up, how everybody says he's a disgrace. Lord. The sad thing is, like, we gotta buckle up, y'all. We gotta buckle up because we're gonna be dealing with so much bullshit before and after this election. Period. Period. We're gonna deal with bullshit before, and then we're gonna deal with bullshit after with people contesting the results. So there's that. Anyways, shout out to Taylor Swift. I'm glad she finally came forward, and I hope that she does move the needle. I know when Taylor Swift spoke out the first time, so many people registered to vote. So hopefully the same will happen now. All right. That debate was entertaining, and I really wish we could have like 4 more because it was good TV. One of my favorite points, some of my favorite quotes from the debate were when Donald Trump said that Kamala Harris could be whatever race she wants to be. And when Kamala said, Donald Trump, you were fired by 81 million people. Bam! Like, me and Tim Walz are gun owners, so stop with that contentious crap. Bam! Boom! Like, talking about ain't nobody eating cat. Like, he talking about people eating cats. Like, there was a lot going on. There was a lot going on, and I love Twitter so much for shit like this. Like, shout out to Black Twitter, shout out to Twitter. All right, y'all. Oh my God. I gotta register. How am I talking about this shit and I haven't registered yet? Anyways, y'all, please go to the polls, even if you don't want to vote for president. Please go to the polls. This stuff is so fucking important. This is exactly how Roe v. Wade got overturned. Please get your ass to the polls. All right.